proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first as well as to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with the new opportunities before us. On this program, I'd like to share with you one of the articles which is written by Pastor Matt Deibler, who serves on the board of directors here at IBJM. We asked him to share a pastor's perspective on the local church and its responsibility to Jewish missions, and I trust this will be a blessing to you. Have you ever stopped and considered the blessings of being a New Testament believer? The New Testament Christian enjoys the privilege of a risen Savior, the indwelling Spirit, and completed Scripture. In addition to these wonderful blessings, we have been given the gift of the local church. As Old Testament saints look forward in faith to these things, believers today experience the fulfilled promises of these great truths. Christians have been blessed to now enjoy the inner workings of the Holy Spirit while studying their Bible daily. The weekly assembly of God's people now provides fellowship, teaching, and preaching to strengthen and instruct the body of Christ. Every great privilege has great responsibility. Luke 12:48 says, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." The local church not only has the great responsibility of teaching believers, but also presenting the gospel message to the world. John 3:1-2 says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Nicodemus was a deeply religious Jewish man, but his devoted religion had left him longing and searching for something to fill the void in his life. He was religious, but lost. There is a void in all men, even in the heart of God's chosen people, that only Jesus the Messiah can fill. God has chosen the church to carry this message to the world. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." But he also said in verse 20, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." God's plan for presenting the gospel is a command, and not a mere suggestion or multiple choice. God is a God of order. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Throughout Scripture, Jesus makes statements like, "My church, my people, my will." Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." A church in good standing is a church that realizes that the church is God's, and that the church must fulfill God's will according to God's way. Romans 1:16 plainly commands, "To the Jew first." Acknowledgement of the command to go and teach is not sufficient to fulfill this commandment. Acknowledgement and obedience in the proper order is the only way of fully carrying out God's plan for missions. To fulfill the Great Commission, the church must follow God's plan of "to the Jew first." 1 John 5:3 reads, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." It is not a burden to obey, rather it is a delight. A church in proper relationship with the Father joyfully obeys his commands. The church has only one answer for the world's greatest needs, and that is the incarnate Jesus in the New Testament, the fulfillment of the Old Testament Messiah, and he alone can meet this need. God used his chosen people, the Jews, to bring us the Savior and the Scriptures. Will you simply give back that which you have already received? I want to thank you for tuning in today. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's 4-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. Find out more about the 4-day focus at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, "Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150. Or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.